Tamam. Mesela biz full and Latin beings in the pure form. However, able to see and hear teachings, they're able to receive direct guidance, you know, like that. like all those practitioners that happened, high practitioners, as they explained in their life stories, so, like that. So, however, my point one is so. Returning back to the point of the talk, you know, the, so by seeing even the hollow objects, you see, of the meditation, you know, even by looking at the symbolic, you see the hollow object, also it has much benefit to the mind, much power. However, now, what I was going to say is this. the conclusion. What I was going to say is that the meditation is just that itself. So can benefit. It can benefit. It can cure. Can benefit. You know. So depending how much obstacle there is, depending how much obstacle is greater, the practice has to be done that much more. So it's like if a disease is very heavy, you have to take more medicine, many variety of medicine, more stronger. if the symptom is very just beginning or just a small. then you see the medicine also doesn't need to take that much, you see. So it's similar like this, you know, also in the practice, the same. you see, the most, so the most, the most important healing, the one is the mind. mind, why? That why the mind and the body, why? For example, that is, you see, even this experience of some students, you know, those who had a similar problem. So one, the lady whom I mentioned at the beginning of the course, you see, Ann Kum, one who does fashion, you know, who makes a crazy idea of fashion the next year. So after six, her disease was recovered, completely gone. So I was curious that each year, whether it was coming back or not. So then, I think 2 years ago, 1 or 2 years ago, then the virus can start to come back. So she, what she did is, so she told me that, so how it's checked, I checked time to time, you see, how her health is. So for a long time, for years, so she said, you know, to come back. But 1 or 2 years ago, virus is going to start to come. So she told me that she wrote to me, or she spoke on by telephone, that she said because her life was became disorder at that time, you know, disorder, that she didn't discipline. It's a long time she kept discipline, you see, her life. What happened at that time? 시즌 디스플린 하나 시비가 라이브 건데 아 이제 디스워러 리베 하러 메시고 하세 아 didn't get to do the practices and what she was supposed to do and she became out of control I believed it and so that's what she said so then they her life became like this then the virus started to come back then again so she tried again what she did before the practice mantra practices and you know those different things liberating animal so so that beginning she did she liberated a few so what I told her is you see 100 about 100 but she did I think 20,000 she bought many chickens and she you know she whether she has a farm I don't know whether she has a farm to herself or maybe her relatives has however she those animals who live on the ground such chickens then she fed you know bought food and fed them at the farm and so she did by herself just she did you know one I think 1,000 or 2,000 you know worms and fish just you know see small big just any kind this one usually comes out because the person according to the karma or according to the action positive action from past life you see this much length of year to live the karma the action the cause it may not be it may not be finished you see there's still a number of years to live but but due to you see out of the self-checking part of the say three personal mind you see then some unrighteous actions happened then that becomes life obstacle suddenly there's no life obstacle before that you have this many years to live according to the cause the you see the say the karma or the action that was created in the past you see and it has a day length of life but suddenly when this happened but then suddenly that this 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 unwholesome action then you see brings obstacle to the life you know it causes you see death so it's called untiming death untiming death means you do have still a few number of years to live but the karma the cause is still there you still have the merit to live it's not finished but because this thing that this thing out of this impure mind you know certain heavy in the the unwholesome actions happened you see then suddenly that becomes the obstacle causes untiming death causes untiming death it doesn't have to be only disease it can be caused and it can be many other things it can be many other you see ways and it doesn't have to be only through disease certain there's disease in the, you know, not only that but there's many other ways so So you so usually there are methods. There are methods that meditation practice to do. if it's a if the untimely death is a if the death is happening that you see by finishing life how you are then then when you do those meditation by white tara there are many you see there are many enlightened beings whose help for sentient beings particularly to grant long life like the Nam Jalma so the divinity is the enlightened beings whose functions is for to grant long life so during those mantra meditations taking initiations of those deities so one thing is then there are many methods, many other methods to prolong the life. one of the powerful things, one of the practical powerful things that is liberating animal. But you have to buy. You have to buy from the place you see where they're going to be killed, where they are sold, where they see selling for food. not buying dead ones. If you buy a dead one, then I think it's no way to liberate. What it means liberation? It has nothing to do. Liberate from life danger. Ah, oh, see. Except liberate oneself from the hunger by eating that. Anyway, joking. One by from the place where they're going to be killed. If you butcher's place or whatever. The place anyway. Where they're kept to be sold for food to be killed, you see. then liberate as much as possible safe place where they can live longer. Generally, it's very difficult. unless if one keeps unless you see, like generally it's very difficult. unless if there's a special place where you can liberate the fish. In some water pond or pool or something where there's no other enemies attacking, where there's only kept, you see, those animals, same animals, no other enemy. So something like that is the best. In the Singapore, in Singapore or Taiwan, Hong Kong, some of the places, monasteries, they have a place for the turtles, but not any animal, but just only turtles. But I don't know why. why only what they do with the turtles? but there's no water. There's no water. Maybe it's not taken care of well, I don't know. it's just damn wet. Maybe they don't need water, I'm not sure. So I think people liberate turtles and bring it to the monastery and then you see put there in that kind of big it's kind of like a water pond, but there's no water. But like that, you see. So they put liberate all turtles. So people buy and then put there. So then as people come every day, you see, to, to make offering or just to see monastery, just poor, then people, as they bring food with them, so they give food to the turtles or, bread, things like that. If one is able to, if one is able to look after, like, you see, 이비지. something that one is ever looked after is the best, and that give food and you know, if one is pledged to look up, garden or some place, you know, where they can stay. then that's the best. Those they can, so you can, every day you can feed them, and all this becomes a dharma practice, meditation practice, dharma practice, in making charity, creating good karma, or merit every day. You are, say, you know, creating much cause of happiness. is happiness. there's happiness to that being, and also you are creating constantly, you know, cause of happiness to, that you experience. You see, like you see, after creating the cause. However, it becomes great. It becomes a very good practice. yeah. So they don't have to kill other animals, you know, or you know, things that if it's a if it is non, it is non-vegetarian, then, you know. However, so the point is this: so by causing long life, by buying them from the butcher place where they're going to where they're selling for food, which means going to kill. so this way, one calls a long life for them. one calls a long life for them. and then, you see, by causing the long life, this good karma, this positive action causing the long life, freedom, causing them the freedom, long life, you know, is free from the danger to be killed. Then this action, positive action, this, you see, naturally, like if you plant a, if you plant, you see, potato, gross potato, if you plant, you see, rice, then grows rice. If you plant chili, grows chili. so it's what it depends on what you plant. it grows. you see, it is nature. It is a part of evolution. It is a part of the nature. by planting that particular thing, then you get this particular result. Same. like that, from this positive action causing others longer life, then naturally, naturally, like a stem coming, naturally, then, you see, it causes one suffering a longer life. You know, there's one way to eliminate untimely death, to prolong the life. so usually, with this type of you see that finishes. this one somehow comes out. so particularly her, she did a lot of this. so this one that which prolonged her life, you know, prolonged her life, she did that life longer. Then the other thing is the Marisati mantra, it's like they're taking tablets that we, that actually kills germs or something, you see, taking tablets to kill germs. So the mantra, because the mantra is like that, it, the mantra, power to, you see, to, you know, to heal or to, reduce or you know, to change, I say to protect, to protect, to receive harm from you see these spirits. One logic is so there are different types of spirits that naga, it's called in Greek, in ancient Greek, as a Greek, I think, or the Greek philosophy, I think they also believe, called Mermaids. So I think Greeks, they also believe in the ancient religion. They draw in the tangas, have kind of, you know, person, you know, kind of female form, then have a snake like that. Even also in Disneyland, in America, when I went for in the Disneyland, in the place where you, the place where you go and, you know, anyway, they made this appearance, you know, like that. You take boat and then, suppose we're going into the water. You're going into the water. Maybe it's going into the water. So they build a, so they met these mermaids, you see. They met these mermaids there in the water. I don't know why. I was surprised because, you know, even to make that idea, I mean, you, scientifically, according to Western culture, without relating to ancient religion, the science, according to the Western culture, according to science, those things, you see, that, you know, doesn't exist. So, such as spirits, these things, you know, they haven't discovered yet. but in the scientific, you know, in their philosophy is not mentioned, but it's possible some scientists, because they themselves had experiences, strange things happening in their life, you know, that's possible. Is it that, you know, start having doubt, maybe possible that it exists or it exists. But in as far as the philosophy, what is being taught, you know, college, university is not mentioned. However, so I was surprised to see in the Disneyland. However, there's snakes or those, you see, animals. So, you see, they have an animal body, naga, this kind of type of being, have an animal body. So, however, they can manifest, they can appear in different forms. However, the one of the logic is that with their meditation practice to do relating to which type of spirits. So there, you see, one who causes the is not the main cause of the external condition. you see, sa, that type of spirit causes the paralysis, you know, paralysis, say, paralysis, what's it called? this is. There's another one. Anyway, anyway, this is different. Sa. So they talk about spirits which certain cause certain disease, and so the then then the other beings down below, nagas, beings who are living down below in the earth or in the water. you see, all the places, you know, naga, then Zen, Zen, and then Yalgo, King, Zen, Yalgo, there are different types of spirits. we see that who becomes external condition, is causing different problems, diseases. However, one of the logic is there are different meditations you see to be done related to this type of beings. So by doing these pujas, then you see, by doing these pujas, and then you see, of course it depends on. It depends on the person. It depends on the qualification of the person who does the meditation, you know, the puja or the meditation for that patient. It depends on the qualification. You see. It's like the doctor, similar. You see. So, depending on that, so the so the usual thing is, so if the meditation is done properly, correctly, then you see. The patients get recovered from those diseases. so that is a proof that you see that these outside conditions of the life problem exist. The most, I think it seems almost every disease there's a relation, there's something outside condition of the spirit. So you see, the person gets recovered as much as pushes the meditation done correct. You see, with the many as much as perfectly done, then you see that much quicker result there. you see, complete cure. You see, you know, depending on how it's done, that much you see greater result, you know, quicker effect, greater result. so these experiences, even you don't see in front of you that particular spirit, even the person who does, you know, the meditation doesn't see those who are clairvoyants. And those who have a highly developed mind, they can see. those who are human, as you can see, who have clairvoyance, and even those who are highly developed mind, you see, they can see. However, even somebody who doesn't see, even the person who does puja or meditation can't see. You see, but by having done the meditation, it affects patients. So these are the proof that there are such things. So so many times without medicine, without taking any medicine, you see, the patients get recovered by just doing the puja. So there is a proof that these beings do exist and are harming. Because the puja is related to the spirits, you see. You know, giving them teachings to not harm, so giving them present, you know, making them happy. And, you know, the, you know, you see, giving them present, substitute of this person, sick person, then you visualize very beautiful person, very well dressed, you know, having a numberless of the huge body, very magnificent looking. So you visualize, or you make even a symbolic there. You visualize, you know, by saying the words, how the person is beautiful. You see, well, then, like city, having all the enjoyments, like supermarket. They like big supermarket, it's like whole city filled with the food or curtains, whatever they want, all the enjoyments, the oceans of nectar, so much, then you visualize so extensive, then give it to them. And then, you see, then, and then afterwards, giving, making happy by giving these these things, then present, then teaching them Dharma that they should that they should have, you know, should not give harm. if you give harm to them, then you then the result is that you will suffer. You will receive harm back. So forth. Then you give them advices. you see, that making Dharma charity. So basically like that, you know. Involves, you know, things like that. then also, if you then sometimes, also if you don't, if you don't listen, if you don't listen what I say, then I will destroy you. That you see with the say, you know, say. And so forth, anyway. you see, then, with wrathful action, that they are, you see, you know, I say, putting them in a particular situation, you see, to not give harm to the being. So, anyway, so basically, that's the general idea. then, you see, how the meditation involved. that, then this meditation has to be done, you see, with many, you know, as much as the qualification the person has, you see, it has to be done as much as possible, strong compassion, the spirits and the patience to have, you know, I say, even one doesn't have compassion to all sentient beings, but especially them, you see, as strong as possible. So you can't do all the anger or things, you see, negative mind. And then it doesn't work. Even that out of anger, then you can harm to oneself. both wrathful things, you see, wrathful actions by doing to them, they can harm to oneself if one has not qualified. So however, there are many, you see, things that, you see, you know, the best one, the best one, then who, you see, who has bodhicitta, the altruism, this realization, you know, how to achieve full enlightenment for sake of all living beings, then, you see, this the best, is the best, best healer. And this one, this one, even breath, the breath, even the everything, blood, you know, the what, everything what comes from this person's body, you know, the whole entire body of this person, whole entire body of this person, everything become, you know, healing, like. Everything become healing. They say blessed because of this pure, because this the altruism, the pure mind, you see, understand by the mind understand by self cherishing God. no thought, you see, no thought, thinking, you see, for self, you know. It's work for self. You see, mind is understand by this. So, because this holy mind, So the everything, person's body, everything become, even the dress, everything become a healing, a healing power, even become say, a blessing. everything become blessed. So that's why, of course, in the, the Buddhist, the many the meditators, which is the many meditators or many high lamas that hair or even piece of clothing when somebody become crazy, you see, anyway, it become great healing by burning, smelling smoke. When somebody become unconscious, completely unconscious, then you burn a little bit of hair or cloth, something, you see, the, around the nose, then person is able to come back. So then it's very common. Also, also in Christianity, I saw say, in the Italy, in Italy, they are say, from some temples, they give a small piece of very small piece of some saints, some priest in saints who become saint, they are called, they say, kept. So they give tiny bit to some people. So you burn when you have some disease, then you burn or you eat, then immediately you vomit. You become very, say, you know, vomit. So they say that evil goes out or something clean. So how you now after that, you see, you become better. So, so how you but anyway, then one powerful, this is the one, best one, who has, you know, completely developed the mind, this the transfer mind, see, the, who has this bodhicitta realization. then the other one is the best healer, you know, is the one who has realized you see, ultimate nature of the I, the ultimate nature of the I, the mind suffer, who realized the absolute truth. that's very powerful, very powerful one. So many things about so many of these problems. That which say however there's more control over the you see this way has a control of this space more, you know, element of living beings element. So so there's much more power to to heal somebody who is violent, crazy, or it's many different things that to make rain or to stop, you see, to stop rain or to make rain are many things. Say, you see, one of the powerful healer is that. However, so now the point what I'm trying to say is that so the by doing this meditation that it helps person get healed. So this is one logic that how these things are, these outside conditions is existing. And then why these beings are harming is according to the karma of the, you see, unwholesome action and the self-cherishing thought. You see, the action done out of that. So it's connected with that. how are these outside beings are harming? What is spirit or what is human being in harming? It's connected with that. it came from that. So however, then there's all the story of the cancer that they explained in the medical text, the Tibetan medical text. what type of the outside being that is having. However, I mean that mention another time. So, so what I'm conclusion, what I'm saying is that. My toe went far and far. You know. However, coming back, you see, so you see, healing the mind is very important. Healing the mind is very, very important. And then body, why? Because healing the weak. Yeah, that's right. See, now I remembered. So she, Ankum, she said, you see, because the cancer started to come back because of the heart life disorder. So in other words, you see, she didn't, didn't do the practices. You see, the discipline of mind. In other words, discipline life means discipline the mind. You see, what she did before. So, so then you see her life was involved like before. You see the how say you become uncontrolled. You see how say you know involved the immoral or you see the many animals action. So become very uncontrolled. So what? So I can start to come back. So then I can. So she tried to discipline her life. So then she went to have exercise, and then she the doctor said, you know, it's completely gone. Again, it's completely gone. that didn't take much time. So however, it's coming from the mind. Not see, not discipline the mind. However, by not practicing, you see, the meditation, you see, not protecting the mind. So therefore, you see, even by doing those other meditations, even one goes recovered, now. But then you see, if one doesn't watch well the mind, doesn't protect, then again you see like just letting whatever the mind thinks, letting the body you see to, you know, body speak mind to do whatever the mind thinks, you know. What if the attachment and so forth, the self-protection thought, whatever it thinks, then we should let you do. when there's no protection of the mind, then again the one doesn't protect, you see, one's mind doesn't protect from these things, then you see, then damage to the cause again to come back. So, however, so therefore, healing, therefore healing the mind is become the most important first thing. otherwise, <it's clears throat> as long as there's no change to the mind, there's no change in action. nothing becomes better in the action. then one creates the cause again, and then comes back again, same problem. So even in this life and the other lives, you see, in the future lives. So again, and then it becomes endless. It becomes endless as it had been beginningless, and then it will become endless. So however, so the most important thing to never experience again the problem, that has come from the mind. You see, that determination, I say, that has come from the mind. that freedom has to come from the mind. I say, through the mind and by tongues, and that and that, so that comes from the transformation of the mind. You see, the meditation transforming the mind, the meditation that which is the healing the mind. So, so this becomes the most important thing. Not only disease, but any life problem. So therefore, so for this, just medicine, just some simple meditation, just enough to heal the disease. That it's not sufficient to enough to heal the mind. So one has to learn depth. This one has to you see. Need to hear more, and I say one has to learn more depth, and then just rather than just a visualization, some simple visualization. So that's the whole point. So what we're doing here, the discourse, you see the talk, this is the long run healing. This is the, you see, long run healing. Not only healing this life, but the healing for Eva. The ultimate healing. The transformation of mind is ultimate healing. You see, the psychology of this meditation, you see, the generating, how they, meditating on the emptiness, meditating on the compassion, you see, the transforming the mind into compassion, loving-kindness, and the altruism, cherishing other sentient beings, generating the motivation this way. We are doing the ultimate healing, that which has an end for the healing, you know. That which makes, you see, sooner or later to never experience at all. So, like that. So therefore, each time when we generate compassion, we accumulate infinite merit. Each time when we generate compassion for all beings, we accumulate infinite merit, cause for success, up to that which leads to enlightenment. Each time when we generate the altruism, you see, to practice meditation for all living beings. Well, you see, each time when we do this, you see, I said, we are doing ultimate healing, that which has infinite merit, cause of happiness, and that we collect. Because numberless, we dedicate the meditation, you see, the practice for numberless beings, you know, so like that. So there's so much unbelievable. There's a powerful healing of death in this. First of all, Changju Sumjo Rinpo Jema Jawanam Jidvi Jawanyamba Me Vaya Kwanne 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 Kwan